time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, it's time for Buy or Sell, kind of a Super Bowl 58 recap, if you will. Brock Purdy has arrived. I'm not saying he's in tier one, but he's arrived. He has graduated from the cute story of Mr. Irrelevant to Super Bowl youngest starting quarterback in Super Bowl history to actually no, I trust this guy. I think this guy could get to the point where he's winning big games. Buy or sell, Brock Purdy has arrived.
I'm buying it.
You're buying it.
I haven't watched a lot of San Francisco, but from what I saw yesterday, he looked really solid in the first half. Thought he had those two drives late in the game where they went down, had to just go drive down the field. Thought he made good plays. He didn't turn the ball over. That's kind of the first thing you want to ask for in that type of game, even though Mahomes did. Yeah, I say he arrived. I didn't like the comment in the post game. It's like, he's not a game manager. He's a game executive. Whatever that means. Game manager is not a negative title. I don't see it that way.
It can be. I think guys that think they're tier one star quarterbacks are insulted if you call them a game manager.
Okay, well, he's not. He's not tier one, but he's there.
Phew, this is a tough one. I mean, he had some really nice throws. He had some bad throws. Pressure was tough, too. The offensive line, obviously, Spagnuolo, his blitzes were, the timing was perfect in that second half, especially in that fourth quarter. Angel, I'm going my gut. I'm selling it still. I'm not buying it yet. I'm not buying it. I'm selling it. Gremlins. Okay.
They're still sleeping.
Okay. I do think that he is relevant. I tweeted that out. He's not Mr. Irrelevant. He's relevant. But I'm not buying that he's arrived yet. Kyle Shanahan, 0-3 in Super Bowls. 0-2 as a head coach. 0-1 as an offensive coordinator with the Falcons. And we know how that went down. Are you buying or selling that Kyle Shanahan is in trouble?
I'm buying it. I was sitting there too in the third quarter, why aren't they running the ball? The play calling is frustrating at times. The weird overtime decision, did he know? Did he not know? Oh, we wanted to score. We wanted to be the ones to score anyway. Why not just take the ball?
Yeah.
All that talent, you like the combination of him and John Lynch. They've been very good. They've been one of the more consistent teams the last few years, but you've got to be able to win the big game, and he just hasn't.
I mean, if I assemble this great team with a top receiver hybrid running back in Debo and a top tight end in Kittle and a defense that has been the top defense, one of the top defenses for the past, what, 4 or 5 years? And then I add the best running back in the game. Kind of expecting you to Super Bowl or bust it, right? If I'm John Lynch. So this isn't, what we talked about last week, like the expectations change for different coaches. I get that, but at some point, you're the GM of this team and you got to go, I can't keep working all this magic with the salary cap and trades and getting people over here and the draft, and then you give me this. Now, Kyle's done it with interesting quarterbacks. But that third quarter was awful. That was a terribly managed third quarter. And then the decision, of course, to receive the ball in overtime will haunt him forever. Just like that Falcons-Patriots game did, I'm sure. Are you buying or selling that overall, the Super Bowl, I'm talking the game, halftime, the commercials, the pre and post game, all of it, are you buying or selling that it was a fairly nice success for the NFL and the network?
I'm buying it. As I said, I enjoyed it. The group, the party I went to, we all had a good time. The commercials were all pretty entertaining. The game itself was really good. halftime, I really thought was enjoyable. So, yeah, I'm going to buy it. I enjoyed this one.
There was nothing that made me... There was nothing extremely controversial or gross or whatever. It was just, when I say gross, you know, just weird ads sometimes. Yeah, I don't know. There was nothing like that. You know, it was good. It was solid. The game was great.
That double pass trick play was awesome.
That was amazing. That was really cool. You had stars shining. The guys that, you know, Christian had a great first half, and then Kyle forgot who he was. And you had Kelce show up in the second half. Thankfully, you didn't bench him because you wouldn't have had that production. Andy Reid coached a magnificent game. That touchdown to Hardman was phenomenal.
I think one of our people had a comment. It was a close-up of Mahomes with his little mouth guard. And they're like, that's not a mouth guard. That's a retainer.
My wife kept commenting on that. She's like, they all look so young because they kept showing Purdy and they kept showing Mahomes.
It's Super Bowl, so you got to get into their face mask for the close-up.
Oh, so many close-ups. So many.
And
all
you
right.
see the hairs on Andy Reid's mustache.
I'm going to buy overall that it was a success. I mean, I don't think Usher was... I don't like halftime shows, but I don't think he was neither good or bad. It seemed like people were all right with him. Commercials didn't blow me away. They're commercials. I get it. They were fine. The game, though. I thought the coverage was really good for the most part. Didn't enjoy what I saw on ESPN's post-game cover when I went to ESPN, but that was different. That wasn't their production, so... Yeah, overall, I'm going to buy that. So there it is. Buy or sell. We're buying. You're buying that Brock Purdy's arrived. I'm still not quite there. He is relevant, but I don't know that I trust him.
What's the standard of arriving? Winning Super Bowls?
No, that you're one of the guys now. You're maybe not tier one, but you're one of the guys.
Can I rent it? For a year.
Yeah. It's a stock, like it. You know? You can sell it if it starts. Okay. If he's 0-1 next year and he throws three picks, you can sell that crap. You're not going to make
much.
They
start 3-0. Do I sell it now?
Yeah, now. Yep. Yeah, no, it's a stock.
Okay.
You know, so you're buying it right now. I'm selling it right now. I'm not interested. I'm not going to buy that stock.
Even if it's on the rise a little bit?
I like it. You know, again, I don't know why I'm not crazy about Brock Purdy yet.
Is he not as bad as you maybe thought?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I thought he would make a critical mistake in that game.
He's very poised.
He was very poised. He didn't look rattled at all. You had an elite play caller on the defensive side in Spags that just got there. And they didn't block him. They ran one of the run calls they did with Christian McCaffrey late in that game. Chris Jones just tackled him. He thought it was a screenplay. He's like, nobody blocked me, and I was exhausted, and there I was. I just laid on him.
Going back to the Andy Reid thing, if he does get a change of heart, Spags in line for that job?
Maybe, yeah. Tanner's Belichick thing doesn't compute for me because of the personalities. I think you got to have a certain personality, and now Spags has been there long enough. He's been around all of them.
How does he not have a head coaching
job? I don't know. How did he not get assistant of the year?
No, it's regular season.
Well, I mean, but their defense was amazing all year. That's the reason they got in. Their offense struggled. What we saw yesterday in the Super Bowl was the Chiefs this year.
Yep.
The defense is going to hold them in the game, and there's some magic. It's not a consistent barrage of Patrick Mahomes just finding all these different weapons downfield. So make no mistake, if the Chiefs do want a three-peat, they got to clean up. They got to clean up that O-line or that offense. And, you know, with Rice, I think Reid had mentioned that. He's like, Ford's got to get better. And he did. He got better this year, but he's got to get better for next year, too. So what Spags did on the defensive side was keep them alive until Mahomes could work some magic. And then Kelce started to heat up.
Yeah. Does it feel like you're watching Tom Brady again?
Yeah, it does.
In terms of that, oh, we can't give him time. This guy's just going to go downfield, make plays.
The stuff he does with his legs, though, makes him better than Tom. Like,
I mean, Tom could beat you with his arm.
He could, but Mahomes is doing that as well. And that's what, like, side by side, Mahomes is better. But the resume will tell you, no, Tom is the GOAT.
Well, I think Tom gets a lot. For me, he gets a lot of points for his IQ.
Yeah,
and knowing he knows your entire defense in and out.
Yeah, Mahomes has got that mix of Brady and and Michael Vick, kind of. He's kind of got that mix. Like, he can he's going to just use his legs to do a lot of crazy things. But he is also intelligent, you know, as far as quarterbacks go. He's not Tom Brady or Manning, but he's up there, I think.
Yeah. I go back to what we talked about last week. I think Tom Brady is Michael Jordan, and this is Kobe Bryant of football.
Yeah, it could be. But right now, he's got a heck of a chance to keep going. You know, he's got a long career still. He's not quite, is he quite halfway through?
He's 28.
And guys
probably
are playing.
Like 34.
Yeah, maybe.
Imagining old Patrick Mahomes still doing what he's doing
now. He'll probably
now.
Look the same. I mean, he'll probably look the exact same. He's in great. These guys take care of themselves now.
Him in the locker room 2 weeks ago, he's in great shape.
But was he or was he not?
I mean, he's got a little bit of a.
Does he? Dad
thickness.
Bod? Well, maybe not then, but I would imagine they're going to look the same. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I wanted to respond to this text earlier. Brady, there's no defending a player running into a coach aggressively like Kelce did. It's absurd that you're even trying to defend this. Again, I'm not defending it.
You're defending the action that came after.
You aren't going to bench him. The moment that, don't let that moment be bigger than you. And that's actually why Andy Reid is a freaking genius. Because he didn't let that moment become something worse.
Well, it's also, you're not going out on the next play because it was a turnover. So our defense is going out. Let me sit and talk to you. The cameras are going to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go and sit and talk with you, which you said he did.
Yes, a report I read, they hugged it out. And Kelce was like, dude, I love you. I'm sorry.
And these guys, they're with each other all the time. If you don't think that stuff kind of happens in practice?
Yeah.
It does.
They want to win. That's all this is. And I like what you said. These aren't teachers. The NFL coaches aren't going, you know what? We're winning Super Bowls, but more importantly, we're churning out good young men. Like that I don't know why it was George Bush, but that's
30-something years old. He's a grown man.
Yeah. I'm not teaching you anything, Travis Kelce. There's nothing I can teach you. And, you know, is the league going to discipline him? Should they? Maybe. I don't like it. I'm not saying I like it. And again, I don't care. If you're a goat in your position or you're just a nobody, I don't care color, all that stuff, because that's starting to be a thing now too. It doesn't matter to me. But in Andy Reid's case, he pushed me a little. I was off balance. I caught myself. I am trying to win a Super Bowl. I'm shocked that this is happening. He's yelled at me before. He's freaked out before. I'm going to let it simmer for a second, because if I make this bigger and I turn and I start engaging and I start ranting and screaming and doing all that and I bench him, then this has become bigger than that push.
I mean, you see this stuff in college with college kids yelling at their coaches and the coach puts them in their place like, hey, go sit on the bench.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, this is,
and
hey.
He reads like, hey.
Because when did that happen? Early second?
Early second, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of time here. I got three quarters to try to win this thing. So
I got the defense on the field making sure that we don't fall down 17-3.
And how is Patrick Mahomes going to feel if I say, hey, I just took your best weapon away? You think Mahomes is going to be happy with Andy Reid at the end of that game? Hey, coach, I get it, man. He pushed you. That sucks. But you, like, we want to win a Super Bowl. We want to go for the three-peat. We want to have three titles. We want to become the dynasty. Couldn't you have gotten over it? That's why. If he would have benched him, I would have been freaked out today. I would have been so upset today.
What if they had lost? How would we be reacting to it?
By the fact that he didn't bench him?
Plays out the exact same, but they just lose the game.
I don't think it's an issue still. I still think it's you want Kelce to, because he still had good numbers in the end. Mm-hmm. I still think you got to have your best players in the field. I mean, Kyle Shanahan forgot about Christian McCaffrey. Andy Reid put up with a lot and did not forget about Travis Kelce. That's superior coaching.
You don't see it in the NFL. You don't see players getting benched for stuff they do on the sideline.
Now, he pushed him. Yes, that's wrong. He pushed him. He didn't strike him. He pushed him. He ran up to him aggressively and pushed him. And then Andy Reid stumbled a minute.
He's trying to show him, hey, I can block, coach.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I don't know. These are intense freaking dudes that are getting hit back and forth, back and forth. Now, again, if this is a peon of a player that's like, you know, fourth guy on the roster, you just happen to put him in for one play, and he does this, sure. You made the management decision. You're not a head coach. You're a manager. You're managing the football game. And if I'm going, a great manager can look at his employees, Angel, and go, all right, this guy might be a little bit of this. He might be a little bit of that. He might be a little bit of a loose cannon, but does he do this for me? Does he do that for me? And if he does those things at such a high level, I got to put up with just a little bit extra. And that's what Andy Reid did in that moment. I'm managing the Super Bowl. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. In his mind, he's thinking, what are the best things that are going to lead me to winning a Super Bowl? And that is not making this moment bigger than it was. Dixon, non-Chiefs fans want to make the Kelce thing a big deal. I don't know about that. I don't know, because, I mean, I'm seeing other media, national media. I don't know if they're Chiefs fans or whatever. I just, for me, it's a deal. It's a big deal. It was not a deal that needed to be addressed by Andy Reid to the point where it resulted in Travis Kelce missing any of the Super Bowl, any of the game, and it blow up on the sideline. That's when it gets
so
worse.
Early in the game, it was kind of just, okay, we're settling in. Nerves are high right now. We're all a little tense because it's the Super Bowl, and we're trying to settle into the game. And all right, you want to be in on the play, I'll get you in on the next series. And he probably was.
Yeah, I don't. And again, like, oh, he wasn't going to him. He wasn't drawing a place. Dude, Andy Reid is not petty. He is trying to win a Super Bowl. Do you think that saying, you know what, we're not going to go to our best option?
Coaches aren't.
They're not
have
doing
a whiteboard
that.
On the sideline. Here, we're going to run this play. No, it's, okay, next series, here's the play sheet, go.
Yeah, they're not going to go to that. It's going to, dang, he ripped into me there. He knocked me over. And I got to swallow my pride a little bit, though, because I got a game to win here.
Late in the game, when the Chiefs had it, were driving down the field in the red zone, and Mahomes threw that incompletion to Kelce in the corner, had Rice open across the middle.
He did.
Did he force that to Kelce?
Yeah, it looked like he forced it. Was he hoping
there
for interference?
Too, so yeah, maybe it's just safety blanket. I know he's there.
And I don't think he saw Rice.
Well, because the snap was low.
Yeah, and that. You know what that reminded me of was Russell Wilson. But it reminded me of Russell Wilson, but Russ doesn't have the excuse that the snap was low. He was just low. Mahomes could have seen it if the snap wasn't low, but he had to pick. By the time he picked his head up, Rice was mad on the sidelines.
Yeah.
He was mad at Mahomes.
There's a couple plays there where receivers open.
Dude, these guys, it's there at your fingertips. Greatness. What will we remember about Christian McCaffrey's phenomenal year at running back this year?
Didn't win the Super Bowl.
That's, I mean, will we even remember that? We're going to, in 5 to 10 years, like, okay, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you 10 seconds, Angel. Who did the Patriots beat in all their Super Bowls? One.
Rams.
Two.
Panthers. Eagles. Or no, Falcons. Rams again. And the Chiefs.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's, but you're a sports guy. Most people won't be able to do
I didn't watch the first three of those, so.
But, okay.
Also the Giants. Twice.
Fine. Rams. Who was a star on that Rams team?
Kurt Warner?
No. Was it? No, that was Mark Bulger, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Panthers, I couldn't tell you.
Jake Delhomme.
Okay.
But that's, again.
Eagles,
it.
I couldn't tell you.
That would have been McNabb. The first year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my point is, you go and lose a Super Bowl, you're just forgotten. You make your money and great, but we're talking, these guys are wanting to be a part. They want to be in the Jordan conversations. They know they're there, so let's take advantage of it. We have a chance to be truly great. You hear those in your sports cliche movies all the time. You know, you want greatness, you got to go take it. This is why you looked at a Chiefs bunch of players that were mad. They were pissed off a lot. Several guys getting up and yelling, you know, when bad things happen. Who was the receiver for the Chiefs late in that final drive for the Chiefs to force overtime, I believe, and he caught it and he stumbled a bit and then he lost contact and then backed up like 5 yards. And Chris Jones, it cost him huge. Chris, his forward progress reset.
Even Mahomes was like, what are you doing?
Chris Jones on the sideline stands up like, what the hell? I mean, dude, it's right there for him. It's like Michael Jordan when he got that sixth title, how desperate they were to win that title, how desperate they were to get the first one. They were mad. They were fighting. Scottie Pippen sat out because he was hurt. Jordan was really frustrated by that. Rodman wanted to go to Vegas for a weekend getaway. And Jordan and Phil are like, this isn't really orthodox here. We're not going to do that. No, it's part of who he is. We got to give that to him. We got to let him go. Jordan punches a teammate. We got greatness in front of us here, but I got to manage this. This is pros. This isn't college. I ain't teaching lessons. I ain't your role model. If you want to look up to me, that's on you. But I'm not telling anybody to look up to me. I am here for one mission, and that is to win a title. Another one, and then another one, and then another one. That's my goal. If we don't win this one, three-peats out the window. I have some of the greatest players that are going to go down in history as the greats. I have Mahomes, who's going to go down in history as one of the great quarterbacks, maybe the greatest. I have a tight end that's, yeah, he's aggressive. He's crazy, but I got to put up with it. Big Hub, did the overtime rules confuse you? They did not. I did know the overtime rules. I knew them, especially Romo kind of reiterated it, but I did know the overtime rules. Did Kyle Shanahan? That's the question. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. We're going to break here. I got to give these away, Angel. We're giving away some tickets for our United Way event at the Greeley, at the Colorado Grit coming up on February 16th. We're going to be there having fun, running around. It's going to be a blast. And if you haven't seen the Grit in action, you're missing out. This is going to be a blast of a time. It's on Friday night, 7:15. I'm giving a four-pack away right now. I want you there. Let's go caller number three on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Caller number three, 970-353-1310. We'll be right back.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com. Or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast. And you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
A lot of talk about the aftermath from Super Bowl 58 as the Chiefs take down the San Francisco 49ers. And, Angel, it is worth noting I did finish over 500 on my playoff picks by just one this year. But got it done. Susan Nichero, good with that. I went over 500 in Thursday night specials. Don't remember what the overall record was in the NFL picks or the football picks that I do. But yes, so, you know, honestly, not bad. Not bad. It was a good time this year. The Chiefs have their dynasty, and now the Niners are left wondering if they can get back. Looking at the big questions surrounding both, as far as their free agents, 49ers key free agents. Why I kind of put pressure on the Niners this year. So here's some of the guys. Now Chase Young certainly had a rough playoffs for the most part, but he's a free agent. Tayshaun Gibson, a couple of offensive linemen, Kinlaw, D-tackle, Sam Darnold, linebacker, Oren Burks, Randy Gregory, former Bronco, Ben Bartsch, another guard, Chris Conley, Logan Ryan. So these are key free agents for the Niners. For the Chiefs to get back, Chris Jones is number one. That's your biggest one. Oh, well, maybe number 1B is L'Jarius Sneed. I mean, he is
Sneed.
Yeah. You got to get him back, right? You got to figure out a way. Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
He did slap somebody, though, so I don't know. He slapped one of the 49ers players.
That's true. He did. He did make a slap.
He should be benched.
Should you bench him for that? He slapped somebody. Should he be benched?
With a helmet on.
Yeah, maybe he should be. Maybe he should be benched. Just bench him all.
The Chiefs being so violent.
Yeah, when these guys are aggressive and they get nasty out there on the field, just bench him. You know, just bench him.
Oh, that Niners player that clotheslined the punt returner?
Yeah, bench him.
That was too much.
Yeah, get rid of him. You're aggressive in the world's most aggressive sport. Yeah, bench him. Get him out of here.
Put them in timeout.
Like, put them children. Get them away because they're too mean.
Go sit in the locker room. Call you when you're ready for dinner.
Yeah, you come back when you can behave. You know. So I mean, there's some key free agents for both teams. Are they the favorites to go back? Or I mean, a lot of people might be still saying Baltimore. That Baltimore is the one that could do this, and they're probably gonna have a lot of pressure on them next year. The Ravens will. Chiefs wanting the three-peat. This was the year for them to not get to the Super Bowl because they were struggling. Their offense wasn't as powerful as it used to be.
Here we look at the current odds from DraftKings: the Niners at +550, then the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Lions, Bengals, Dolphins, Eagles, Packers.
How about that? Can we see a rematch?
No.
I don't want to see.
I want something new.
There's not a part. Okay, I'm not rooting for this, but if the Chiefs get back in.
No, 3 out of 4 is enough.
Three-peat. Nobody's ever done it. You want more history?
No. Three-peats are just, that's too much. Like, Bama won a title in 2009, 11, and 12. And then they won their next one in, like, 2 years after that. So give me a 2-year break
from
the Chiefs.
The year the Broncos, when they won their back-to-backs, I was like, Elway, please come back. I want to do it. That's history. Nobody's ever done that.
Well, I mean, will their fatigue set in with the NFL viewers? Like, we're tired of
probably,
watching the
but then again, that's why you had Taylor Swift with Kelsey. So you might have been fatigued watching the Chiefs, but you had like a resurgence of interest.
Well, we never got fatigued with the Patriots because there was a good enough breakup in between all of their titles where it was like, okay, somebody else is going to do it. And, you know, yeah, the Giants won a couple of them against the Patriots, but it was, yeah, the Giants took down Tom Brady and the Evil Empire. Nah. But if we
I think
to see them win 4 out of 5,
oof.
I think you're going to get people saying, like, come on, can we get – there's no more parity anymore. Yeah, it sounds competitive on paper, and we got all these great quarterbacks and coaches. And
that's some close games. Chiefs, I mean, they had close games with fairly close with the Ravens, even though it felt like it wasn't close.
Yeah, but they still won.
They still won.
That's all that matters.
You think the Chiefs will win next year?
No.
Who are you picking?
Right now?
Yeah.
Brady, we have so much of offseason to get through, free agents and the draft.
Angel, if the Dolphins were in the Chiefs' position, would you want somebody else?
Somebody else.
Like, if the Dolphins had just won 2 Super Bowls.
I stood by this. I would be happy with just one.
See, I would be like...
Just
one. I would want as many as possible. I want them all. I want the Broncos to be the best franchise in the NFL, historically.
To witness my team win a championship would be cool. The Nuggets winning a championship was awesome.
And
it'd be great if they won another one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And another
if they
one.
Don't win this year, be like, all right, we'll try again.
See, I want some history here because I'm tired of like the Chiefs stuff, the Elway handing them the trophy. It made me sick. So I'm like, Nuggets, give us something. You know, the Avs have been struggling. Yeah.
Yeah.
My poll today is my poll question today is, you know, what's going to happen first? The Broncos win their fourth. The Nuggets win their second, the Avs win their fourth, or the Rockies make it to the playoffs for the 6th time in franchise history.
I'm going to say one, the Nuggets win a second title.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's most people.
Number two, Rockies are getting back in the playoffs.
Before the Avs win their fourth Stanley Cup?
Mm-hmm. Within the next 2 years, the Rockies better be in the playoffs.
I mean, they've gone 5 times.
With all this young talent that they've acquired.
Oh!
Spring training's in 11 days. We're almost there.
Yeah. And nobody's voting for the Broncos or the Rockies, by the way. All mainly Nuggets.
There's not one vote for the Rockies?
I don't think so.
Our very own Tanner Schwint.
I don't even think Tanner would go there. He might.
I mean, they got to make the playoffs, right? Just make the playoffs.
It's 86% Nuggets, 14% Avs, and 0 for the Broncos, 0 for the Rockies.
All right, I'm going to change this. Right now.
Rocky 6th playoff trip. Here we go. No, I want a little magic over here. You know, I want some of that greatness. Dixon says, who doesn't like to watch greatness? I don't get tired of seeing. I've never been one of those guys that gets tired of seeing the same teams in. I never got tired of Golden State.
I appreciate sports greatness, but it's like.
I just don't.
Change it up every once in a while.
It just doesn't bug me. You know, I remember I'm going to make another WWF reference. We've made a lot of those lately. Triple H just kept retaining the title for so long. Retained it. And I was like, am I tired of this? No, because the day somebody finally beats him, it's just going to get sweeter. The more victories he has, the sweeter it's going to be when somebody finally dethrones him.
I mean, I watched my college team win 6 national championships in a span of 15 years. And it was cool. It was awesome. I loved every single game. But there were also those years in between where they didn't win, where it was, okay, Florida State's going to win one. Ohio State's going to win one. Clemson's going to win a couple. And then it's like, okay, I change it up a bit. The Warriors are winning title after title, and then the Cavs get one, and the Raptors get one.
I haven't experienced that kind of greatness enough to get tired, I guess, from an actual local fan. Because, again, Broncos gave it to us early, for me early, in my, you know, I was 10, 11, whatever. So I got 2, and then it was pretty cool. And then you got to see the Avs do it, but theirs were obviously spread out. The Nuggets we'll see, but we've only had the back to backs, right, with the Broncos. So I for one, I hope the Broncos can get to the point where they're in the greatness conversation, where they're a dynasty. But it's easier said than done. That's why, you know, the idea of Elway coming back that final year was big, because again, this doesn't happen very often. This kind of stuff, this kind of greatness that we are witnessing, doesn't happen, and that's again why you saw the desperation, I believe, with this Chiefs roster yesterday on the sidelines. 41 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Forty-four minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Flying Dutchman says Andy Reid is on the Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches, joining Lombardi, Gibbs, and Parcells. Huh?
That didn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right.
I'm an old timer.
aren't you forgetting a guy's name that rhymes with Schmelishek? I mean, no?
Will Schmelishek?
Yeah.
One of the greatest coaches of our time.
Is this the whole Brady-Belichick thing? Because it doesn't matter. Because, yeah, Brady's the greater one of the two, but you still had to get the Super Bowls. He still got them.
Yeah.
Still puts him up there. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, if you want to, if you're doing that, then you should be fair and say Mahomes is the reason Reed's getting it, which I don't agree with either. But, I mean, there is an answer to who is the greater between the two, and it's Tom Brady was greater as a quarterback than Belichick was as a coach.
Well, I think we're more likely to see Reed at some point retire, and Mahomes will have to continue without him.
Yeah, I don't see Reed doing that now, because they've got three-peat now on their mind. You've got a unique...
If they don't get it,
then. Huh?
If they don't get it, does he...
Yeah, he could. And if they get it, he could too. Mm-hmm. I could see next year being his last year. But if they would have lost yesterday, does that cause him to retire? You still have the chance to be a dynasty. So I think you'd still try to go for one more as long as you got Mahomes and Kelsey. But, yeah, I think he comes back and they're all going to try to go for it. But, yeah, I mean, you're not putting Belichick on there, huh? That's interesting. He's still up there. Still definitely up there. Yeah, a lot of people. What's the biggest takeaway from the Super Bowl from you, Angel? I mean, is it the overtime rules? Is it Kyle Shanahan flubbing the overtime, or the third quarter, or the dynasty talk? Travis Kelce running into Andy Reid, Taylor Swift. I mean, as far as the actual storyline within the game, so maybe Taylor Swift's out. I don't know. What's your biggest takeaway from that game?
Mine is Shanahan. I'm seriously...
Yeah.
A lot of doubts about him as the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's weird how we evaluate, because you're in the Super Bowl. You made it twice. You were in as an OC. But on the other end, you're looking at San Francisco saying, man, John Lynch assembled a really good football team. There's a lot of great skill players on this team.
You're building this reputation of, and they even mentioned it on the broadcast, like, he doesn't run the ball in the third quarter. Is he going to stick to it? And he just doesn't.
And why not? And do you trust Brock Purdy that much? I mean, I know you're buying the Brock Purdy stock, Angel, but no, we're not ready to give him the reins.
Settle him back into it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean let's throw a couple bubble screens and some quick slants.
I'm floored by how this went down. Again, you throw an Kansas City throws an interception to start the second half, and you get the ball on the KC-44. And you don't run? You got to run right there. And they don't. It's an incomplete pass. You got to run the next play. Ah, but it's a false start. Maybe they would have ran. Maybe they were set to run.
Yeah, but you know, you start getting in your lineman's head. Would you rather think about protections, or would you rather just say, hey, go run that guy over?
Yeah. Well, it's Christian McCaffrey, too. I mean, he's going to fall forward. You want him at this stage, final game of the season. I want him. I saw Chris Harris Jr., former Denver Broncos cornerback, said, dude, if I have Christian McCaffrey on my team, that guy's leaving in a wheelchair at the end of the game because he's going to be running so much.
They even had success with Juszczyk running the ball.
Yes, go. What are we doing? So that's probably my the KC dynasty thing, and then Shanahan, you know, there's got to be some questions around Shanny in that front office. 48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn coming up next? It's the whole show powered by Chevron and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Football season is over. But college basketball is heating up. Hear UNC Bears hoops and Westwood One's coverage of college basketball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn from Super Bowl 58? I learned that it is a sure thing. Kansas City, unfortunately, or however you want to look at it, is officially a dynasty. I learned that Kyle Shanahan, as much as we were building him up over the week and the history and all that, the Broncos missing out, and I was too. I was in on that, but I was not impressed with his play calling his second half. Some of that stuff's extreme enough to sit down and have some deep conversations here. I'm not saying he's fired or on the hot seat right now, but it's going to be, dude, start taking advantage of this team I'm putting together for you, or I got to go find somebody who can. And maybe his name rhymes with Schmelishek. Hmm? Angel, what'd you learn?
Yeah, Dynasty is alive and well. The NFL, as of today, has officially reset. Eyes are on New Orleans in 2025. Who's going to get there? We'll find out, but we have a long way to go.
What are the colors?
The logo has been released. It's kind of a pinkish-reddish color with some green. So
Chiefs.
Maybe Eagles, Seahawks, Packers.
Chiefs and Packers.
Chiefs. Cardinals, maybe? Some red teams in there somewhere?
Maybe. Cardinals and
maybe the Niners again.
Who's green in the AFC? You got some.
Yeah.
Some green.
Maybe some Dolphins. There.
And some Dolphins.
The Jets.
There's some green there. Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. I mean, it's now free agency. That's up next. We'll be bouncing into that. We'll get to kind of more of a potpourri type show on a Tuesday. It was fun to recap. I mean, it was the end of the season, Super Bowl 58, and there was a lot to talk about. It was an interesting game, man. It worked out. I was at the edge of my seat by the time this thing got to pretty much the fourth quarter. And that's what you want. You want to be at the edge of your seat. You want to be a little nervous. You want to, you know, almost feel that tension. Not necessarily because you have a dog in the fight, but you can feel that tension from both teams. And it delivered. It ultimately delivered. All right, we'll be back at it on a Tuesday. We'll see what the Nuggets do tonight. We got the Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks. And then tomorrow night is a big game, Colorado State and San Diego State. We'll get into the Mountain West standings and all that. The Rams are in the top 25 in the coaches' poll, not the AP poll. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.